Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely. We're diving into the YouTube algorithm thumbnail secrets for 2026. I mean, why do some videos blow up overnight while others barely get any views, right? It's such a common frustration for creators. You spend hours editing only to see your video sitting at, like, 12 views, but it really comes down to understanding how the algorithm has changed. So what's the big shift with the YouTube algorithm for 2026? Great question. The algorithm now prioritizes viewer satisfaction over raw watch time. It's all about making sure the audience feels engaged and satisfied with what they see. If your thumbnail delivers on that promise, YouTube's going to promote your content more. That makes sense. I've heard a lot about how important thumbnails are. They're basically the first impression, right? Exactly. Your thumbnail is your first line of defense when it comes to getting clicks. If it clearly shows what the viewer will get, they're much more likely to stick around. What about mobile views? I mean, don't most people watch YouTube on their phones now? Absolutely. A whopping 70% of YouTube views come from mobile devices. So, your thumbnails need to be designed for smaller screens. 1280 by 720 pixels is the sweet spot. Wow, that's a bit smaller than I expected. So, what are some common mistakes creators make with their thumbnails? One huge mistake is using misleading thumbnails, which can lead to a 40% drop in audience retention within the first 30 seconds. The algorithm hates that. Oh, wow. That's brutal. So, how do you balance creating an eye-catching thumbnail without misleading your audience? It's all about aligning the thumbnail's promise with the video's actual content. You want to generate curiosity, not confusion. And speaking of curiosity, emotional faces in thumbnails can boost click-through rates by 20-30%. Emotional faces? That's interesting. So if I want people to click, I should show a strong emotion like surprise or happiness? Exactly. But remember, the emotion has to match the video content. If you show someone crying in a tutorial about changing oil, viewers are going to click away fast. That sounds like a recipe for disaster. How can creators test their thumbnails to see what works best? YouTube has a test and compare feature that allows creators to A/B test 3 thumbnails per video if they have over 1,000 subscribers. This can boost click-through rates by an average of 22%. Oh, that's cool. I can imagine that would help a lot. What about design trends? Are there any new styles we should know about? Alex, yes. Neo-minimalism is leading the pack right now. This style uses negative space to draw the viewer's eye directly to the main subject, achieving a 28% CTR gain. I've seen a lot of thumbnails packed with text and images. Sounds like that might not be the best approach anymore? Exactly. The over-the-top style from 2024 is actually dropping in performance, while neo-minimalism is making waves. It's all about clarity and simplicity. I love that. Sometimes less is definitely more, and it seems like MythBeast did some A/B testing that showed incredible results, right? Yes, he tested emotional face thumbnails with neon branding across 50 videos and saw a 33% increase in CTR. That's huge. Wow, I can see why that would be effective. I bet it also helps with monetization, right? For sure. If your thumbnail keeps the CTR above 10%, your monetization ROI can scale aggressively. It's all connected. All right, so let's summarize what we've covered today. First, focus on viewer satisfaction with your thumbnails, right? And make sure your thumbnails are mobile-friendly. Stick to the 1280 by 720 size and avoid clutter. Also, test your thumbnails using YouTube's features and embrace design trends like neo-minimalism. Exactly. Don't forget to align the emotions in your thumbnails with your video content. It's all about creating curiosity without misleading your viewers. Wow, I've learned a ton today. Thanks for breaking it down for us, Alex. Anytime. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.